Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Making a list and checking it twice. Today we look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I love lists. Nerdy, perhaps, but I love them. Like many other list lovers, I think my love comes more from crossing off completed items than anything else. I do love the process of writing a list and having a visual of what needs my attention. While not foolproof, I'm less likely to forget a task if I have it on my list. But the crossing it off. It's a sweet, sweet moment. Even if you are not a list lover, this might be the time of year where you have an extensive to-do list. As you plan for the upcoming school year or the transition from a summer program to a school year program, that list seems to be part of the planning. August can be an incredibly busy month. There are class lists to prepare, home visits to schedule and complete, supply lists to be drafted and filled, cleaning, organizing, decorating your classroom with endless options thanks to Pinterest, staff meetings, back-to-school events, and on and on. It's a time of year when what's possible motivates a spirit of optimism and excitement. There's a feeling that no matter what hurdles are encountered, things will go well. You're prepared. The verse from Colossians is a wonderful reminder to stop and review your plans. Why do you do what you do? Why does your early childhood ministry exist? What are the early childhood ministry goals for the year? What are your goals for the year? Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, whatever you do covers, everything you do. Lesson planning, conversations with new families, setting up each learning center, planning events for the year, everything. It can be easy to get so focused on the tasks and daily activities that you fail to stop and focus on why you are doing what you do and for whom you serve. Stop today and each day and spend time, dedicated quiet time, with Jesus in His Word. Pray for His blessings on your day, on your planning, on your tasks, on every word and every deed. Pray that all you do reflects His incredible love for you. Thank Him for the privilege to serve and for each child, family, and colleague you serve. Thank Him especially for Jesus, in whose name you pray and whose indescribable gift of salvation is yours. So, as you compose that list, start at the top with your time in the Word and in prayer. While it's a delight to cross off cleaning, organizing, decorating, lesson planning, never cross off your time with your dear Savior. May His love permeate and motivate all that you do this and every year. We pray. Dear Father, with You, I begin the tasks for this year. When I think about it, I am overwhelmed that You have given me the privilege and joy to share Your incredible story of salvation with the children, families, and colleagues in my ministry. I am easily distracted by the tasks of the day. Forgive me and help me to stay focused on You, Your love for me, and all those around me. Bless all I do that it gives glory to You and leads others to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. It can be a challenge to find a time with an early childhood staff to pray together, have a devotion together, or study the Word together. What are some creative ways to address this vital goal? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.